Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day. It is June 29th, 2011. It is Hump Day, right? Wednesday. Thank you for joining me again for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I hope you just enjoyed that instrumental version of State of Shock. That was something that I located, stumbled across or whatever as I was checking out music. So it was instrumental version of a State of Shock. And again, feel free to call 1-714-409-0614 to listen to the program in its entirety. I am still getting familiar with the new studio switchboard system that we have upgraded to, meaning that I'm still working on upgrading my browser. I will be going into the chat room, like in a matter of fact, I am logging into the chat room right now. So some of you might already be in the chat room, and I have been looking forward to chatting with you all anyway. So I'm connecting to the chat room right now. So today's topic is home-based businesses, the down and upside of self-employment. So please do not hesitate to chat with me and share advice and pros and cons of things that you have experienced and have witnessed, experienced in directly and indirectly pertaining to your experience with home-based businesses and the down and upside of self-employment. The description that I have been promoting to that I had just accompanied the topic of the show that I have been promoting for today's show goes this: with the unpredictability of the current job market, more and more people are becoming entrepreneurs, either by working from home and or operating their own small businesses. So let's talk about the pros and cons of self-employment, you know, and also what are the pros and I have tweeted and posted articles also, and some articles go back to 2007, but they're very good articles, and they are, you know, some of them are ahead of their times, and it's kind of sad that the economy is still kind of, even though this economy is going through its ups and downs in some cities and some states. And also, you know, shout out to my worldwide audience, because we all experience home-based businesses and down and upside of self-employment. Some of us are forced to work for ourselves because of how the job market is and the competition. And some of us, it's just in our heart, are just entrepreneurs and just naturally. I've been an entrepreneur since my youth. But then also, it's important for us to do our best to become successful entrepreneurs, money-making entrepreneurs, you know, and being an entrepreneur, which we will talk about in the pros and cons, is, you know, if you're not a self-motivator, it's very important for you to become a self-motivator when you're an entrepreneur or working for yourself, because you have no boss. You're your own boss. And if you're dealing with, like, that's one thing that I like about being a Mark rep. And when I was a little girl, preteen, I worked as an independent beauty consultant with Avon. Mark is a brand of Avon. And one thing that I love about working with Mark, I could use an increase in sales, so you all be sure to visit my e-boutique, my online store. And I encourage you all to have online Mark parties. And those of you who are in my area of Jackson, go ahead and book a Mark party, to host a Mark party also. But back to what I was saying is it has a very good community of, you know, working together and very supportive, from home office to the Mark reps to the, you know, customers and so on. We have Mark mentors, and we have managers in the different regions and so on. So even though, and one thing that Mark promotes is you are in business for yourself, you're self-employed, you're an independent contractor, but you're not alone, because we have a very good support system. And I did not plan on just beginning of this, the topic, talking about Mark, but Mark is a good example. If I was not a Mark rep, I would be telling you all about how the infrastructure is within that organization. And if you're interested in becoming a Mark, guys and ladies, you know, feel free to let me know or visit meetmark.com or your respective Mark beauty reps that you do, you know, do business with. But it's just real important. And if you're just working for yourself, because like I said, I'm an entrepreneur in, you know, in entertainment and beauty anyways, but you have to be a go-getter, and if you're not a go-getter, you got to do it. And then there's an old saying too: do what you love and you make money doing it. you know, or as I say in a similar today, you all know what I'm talking about. So if you do what you love, then you're just the love and the compassion for what you love doing will happen. But like everything, just because you love something, it's important to have structure in that. You know, as in setting your own goals and setting your schedule or how you would do things. And if you're working at home and don't have your own office space, it's important how to, you know, to separate your hours and your workspace from your personal space. So we'll go all into that. I see there's a guest in the chat room. Boy, I want to thank you all again. It was so many people visited the chat room yesterday morning. So I encourage you all to create your listener user profiles so you can network with not just me but other Blog Talk Radio show hosts and producers and so on. So I am in the chat room saying good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone. And so on. And I'm letting you all know good morning. See, you all must remember the show just premiered on August the 21st, and I thank God for the success, and I prayed on, you know, hosting the show early in the morning on a daily weekdays on in the AM. I prayed on that, and you know, it's been good, and so you know, it's pretty cool. But I'm still learning, and the show is still developing, and I thank you all in assisting me in the development of the show. I thank my friends who have been co-hosts and who have been guests on the show since it premiered on March 21st. I have tweeted and posted my premiere show where I talked about the concept of the show, and I've tweeted and posted some other shows. But then you all can visit my profile and also iTunes and so on. But you can visit my profile and pretty much look at the archive shows and listen to the repeats of the shows. And then also when we go over the duration of 30 minutes, as we often do, that's something I'm working on, you can listen to the show in its entirety. And then also if you're a call-in listener, you can listen to the entire show even when it goes over the 30-minute duration. So I'm telling everyone who's in the chat room good morning right now. And like I said, you can call in to listen to the show, but I cannot retrieve phone calls right now because I'm still getting familiar with the studio, which we have a very awesome studio. But, you know, I'm talking in the chat room right now, talking about today's topic. Today's topic is home-based business, and what are some of your favorite home-based business? And if you are a consultant or independent contractor of any business, be sure to join the chat room and also message me, tweet me, and let me know about your business. And then also be a guest on the show to talk more, because I mean there are so many businesses out there. And then speaking of small businesses also, we ain't even going into not just your own idea, but the idea of running and owning a franchise. Because I know recently I had received some information about Quiznos. I know Quiznos very interested in opening and getting more franchisees to open Quiznos. I've always been interested in Quiznos and like other type of food establishments. Also, I even have my own idea of a restaurant, a burger joint, you know. But really, sometimes it's good to become a franchisee or independent owner. I was looking at something the other day about a dollar store. It's not dollar store, but it's competitor to a dollar store, and where you can independently own your own store. So, you know, if you don't, you say, well, I really want to get into business for myself, you know, just research that idea and look at you know, how you can become a franchisee sometimes. But then if you have your own idea, you know, just don't let that idea remain an idea. And especially if the job market is getting to you and you know you have a money-making idea, what are you waiting for? Work for yourself, become an entrepreneur and research and, you know, make that money and also feel good doing something that you like doing. And, you know, my entire life I've been exposed to entrepreneurs and business people. So it's nothing strange. It's never been nothing strange for me to see somebody really working, maybe have their regular job, but then also on the side have their own self-employment job, you know, because it's something that they like doing. It might be a seamstress. Might be my uncle, he doesn't do it anymore, but for years my uncle, he liked making grills, and I'm talking about cool grills. And, you know, because of my aunt passed away a couple years ago, and because of health issues and taking care of my aunt, you know, and also the labor, he discontinued making the grills. But he worked a regular manufacturing job. But then also he was making grills, and then also he just recently stopped doing this every season, harvest season, like September, whatever, like wine and beer. He could make the best wine and beer, and people love that. But sometimes people just have a talent and a gift, and people are willing to pay for services and products. And if you are a person like that, young entrepreneurs, old entrepreneurs, middle-aged entrepreneurs, all the time, people that have ideas, kids that might make things like keychains. And just go for it. Yeah, we need directions into where to start. But, you know, I've always been old school, go to the library or buy books, but now we have new technology. We have the internet. All you need to do is Google certain things, you know, and you're pretty much on track. And one thing about it is the discouragement of others sometimes. You know, sometimes people don't understand why you're striking out on your own. But the way the economy is going on, people should be more understanding. You know, really, because everybody needs to make some money. Thank you all for joining me in the chat room. I had stopped in mid-sentence talking about the topic of the show, but go ahead and chat and talk about what's going on and talk amongst one another, too. I'm talking to you all in the chat room. And those of you listening, please tweet me and message me. Today's topic, home-based businesses and down, upside of self-employment. I'm in the chat room, so if you all wonder why I'm sounding like I am typing and talking, that's exactly what I'm doing. Because I am learning this. I have it on one of my favorite morning shows also. Okay, I'm telling you all to please chat, and I'm smiling at you all. But, okay, now I'm on track. You all know I love to share the definitions of certain things. So, I want to talk about self-employment and being an entrepreneur. And right before the show, as I was looking over topics of being an entrepreneur and pros and cons, I end up connecting with an awesome social networking site. And I always say I'm not going to join another social networking site, but this is really awesome. It is called econnect.entrepreneur.com. And it's a social networking site. Really, you all visit it. I joined So look, you know, look for me. It's Bethany Williams. So look for me. I just created my profile, and I just included some of the pertinent information that's needed to create it, because I needed to continue preparing for the show. But self-employment is working for oneself. This is something that all of us can relate to worldwide. Self-employed people can also be referred to as a person who works for himself, herself, instead of an employer, but drawing income from a trade or business that they operate personally. To be self-employed is not the same as being a business owner. A business owner is not required to be hands-on with day-to-day operations of his or her company. While a self-employed person has to utilize a very hands-on approach in order to survive. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 44% of businesses survive the first 4 years of business. Wow. Now, this is coming from Wikipedia, / Wicca / self-employment. Policymakers increasingly view self-employment in the form of youth entrepreneurship as possible solution to the youth unemployment crisis. However, many experts believe only 20% of all people are fit to run their own businesses, so it shouldn't be relied on as an easy fix. In some countries, the U.S. and U.K., for example, governments are cracking down on disguised employment, often described as pretense of a contractual intra-business relationship to hide what is otherwise a simple employer-employee relationship. Self-employment in the U.S. is, in the U.S., any person is considered self-employed for tax purposes if that person is running a business as a sole proprietorship, independent contractor, and a member of a partnership, or as a member of limited liability company that does not elect to be treated as a corporation. In addition to income taxes, these individuals must pay Social Security and Medicare taxes in the form of SECA, S-E-C-A, Self-Employment Contribution Act tax. Okay, now you all read it in its entirety, because then the talks go on about U.S. taxation and 401k retirement accounts for self-employed people, called self-employed 401k, or you can call it the SE401k for self-employed people. And then also there's talk about self-employment in the U.K. and U.K. taxation. And then also the definition for entrepreneur in dictionary.com is: noun, a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk, an employer of productive labor and contracts. Okay? Now, since time is kind of running, because I did not plan on really talking, I just, you know, just started talking from the dome of my head, you know, how some people freestyle, or like when I'm freestyling a poem or poetry or something. But then also, there's another awesome website that I visit called plrinternetmarketing.com/internet/working-from-home. Working from home versus a job, the pros and cons of self-employment. So check that out. Then there's the pros and cons of self-employment and working from home. That is a website, associatecontent.com/article/2340100/the_pros_and. Now, I posted and retweeted many articles and information. Then there is suite101.com/content/pros-and-cons-of-working-from, where it generally just shares the pros. It's a good article, an interesting article, where this individual talks about, the writer talks about the pros and cons of working from home. And like the writer mentioned, pros are obvious. One, you're in total control. You have no bosses and no nagging cohorts. Cost effective. You're saving on work or pair. You know, so on an extensive work, a work apparel. But still, if you work at home, you still need to invest in, you know, work clothes, depending on the type of work that you're doing. You still need to invest in something, but it is cost effective. You don't have to buy as many clothes as you would formerly, you formerly had to. And gas, obviously, and other expenses. So it's cost effective. Then you're in charge of the hours that you work and holidays. But then the cons are there's no formal office. You know, like right now I'm in my den. But they give examples about you. Either you're at your kitchen table or, you know, you're just in areas in the house. So it's really important to allocate an area, a workspace area, and then also set your hours. Another con is you must be strict on yourself. Like what I talked about earlier in the show about being a self-motivator, you must be strict on yourself in regards to your working time and to your work schedule. Yeah, that's something that you have to deal with. And me, my thing is dealing with, staying focused on what needs to be done, but then also separating your different tasks or your different business endeavors if you're, you know, into one, more than one business or whatever. And then also the reaction of people around you. That's all, because some people don't have a different perception on when you're working from home. Now, some people don't understand. If you're not going to a 9-to-5, then you're not working. You know, really. And you all know what I'm talking about, especially artists and musicians who are independent contractors and work for themselves, and, you know, people in the beauty and fashion industry also. But then there's another interesting article that I ran across. It's from an article written by a UK writer, civistreet.org. So some stuff you all might say, what's she talking about? Remember, the audience is worldwide, so it's important. You know, I get my information from worldwide resources. So self-employment pros and cons. 3.5 million people in UK are self-employed. That's cool. I mean, we have a lot of self-employed people here, too. And then the way the job market is, like I said, instead of being unemployed, become self-employed. You know? Become self-employed. I'm self-employed, but yes, I need to make me some money. And yes, I'll be getting in school. I know I keep saying this real soon, but yes, I am searching for a job while I'll be in school in Dallas at the Evita Institute, Dallas. There are Evita Institutes all across the southern region. Because when I first made contact with Evita Institute, was a few years ago with the location in Tallahassee. But since then, they opened locations in Dallas and New Orleans. They even have a location in Birmingham. They have locations all over the world. So I was just mentioning that. But, you know, it's just important. I hope you all don't hear my pooch barking. It's breakfast time. So as soon as I get off the air, I have to feed my pooches. I have to feed myself also. But I need to hurry up. I have 90 seconds, so the show is definitely going overtime. But what's up? What's up? It's hump day. And I love you all, and I thank you very, very much for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and viewing my profile. Now, the show will end in approximately 60 seconds, but I have a wealth of more information to share. So I will speak probably about another 3 to 5 minutes and then, you know, end the show with another song. And tomorrow we'll be talking about angel investors and what are VCs. Venture capitalists, and then Friday would be romantic love and money, and the weekend edition would be Saturday. So hopefully soon I have my browser upgraded where your calls can be retrieved also. But thank you and God bless, and I thank you for your support. But back to the self-employment pros and cons of that I got from a resource, civistreet.org. I was talking about 3.5 million people in the UK are self-employed. If you are serious about joining those, if you're in the UK or here in America or anywhere in the world, you will first need to thoroughly research how to set up and run a business. This includes choosing a business, registering for taxes, training, getting funding, insurance, et cetera. The rewards can be great, you know, if we do things in a proper manner. The rewards can be great, but you would need to consider the risk involved. The pros are you'll be your own boss. Reap the rewards of your success. You do not have to pay income tax until January. I guess that's in the UK. Here, April, following the end of your first year of trading. But then, in business, it depends on your fiscal year also. National insurance costs would be less. Here in America, you know the different types of insurance, self-employment insurance and business insurance that you get. But then also, you can claim tax relief on transportation, office, decorations, equipment, advertising, so on. You will have greater freedom than if you were employed, you know, at, you know, a regular job. But then the cons are you will have to make provisions for your own pension. If you are unwell and unable to work, then you will not earn any money. If you will not get paid if you take a holiday, you would probably have to work long hours. You would be responsible for any losses. There are lots of ways to, there's a lot of help available for people who are self-employed and are willing or want to become self-employed. So I just wanted to share that info with you. And then also, that, like I said, there's some more websites that you should visit. And I need to write a couple more blogs at CultureShockEntertainmentReports.wordpress.com. So I'll write a little bit more also on the topics. Because have you noticed this week the topic has been more so the economy, and it's very important, and in a good way. So you can also visit entrepreneur.meetup.com, showcaseentrepreneur.com, entrepreneurpress.com. Those are cool websites. I visited those websites myself. And there's been a lot of awesome news going on. So we'll talk about more things tomorrow. And don't hesitate to email me, CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Remember, when you send me music, also be sure to give me permission. And if you would like to be a guest, just be sure, you know, you can just say, I want to be a guest. I want to talk about some things. And you know, let's do that. And I can rate the shows. Like, the show is normally rated for everyone. But if the show is a mature show, I can rate it for a mature audience. Are so on. So, you know, that's really cool. But I thank you all. And there's been so much happening in the news and in the sport, in sports news and political news and beauty and fashion news and so on. So we'll catch up on some things real soon. I just thank you. And I feel your love, and I feel that you feel my love also. So it definitely has been a learning experience since March 21st. And I thank you very much. I just, again, I cannot say thank you enough. But I'll go ahead and be quiet. And you all just think about it and go for it. And, you know, the naysayers, you know, you listen to people. But then also constructive criticism is what's important. But people that just talk down on you and so on, you know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Oh, there's another website also called GetRichSlowly.org. That seems pretty cool. But it seems like I'm not saying something that I intended to say. Like I said, I've been talking to Dom on my head, but obviously I have my notes also. I believe in, you know, being organized. But I'll talk with you all next time. I have, just like many of you, I have a to-do list out of the Wahoo to-do. And cleaning, working, and taking care of myself, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, shout out to all the pet lovers, because my pets are, pooches are barking. And be good. And, oh, I might not be able to play any music going out because of the way I have the, I don't have everything completed just yet. But thank you, and God bless. And thank you for coming in the chat room also.